Opening mystery of Flight 370. Let's get started. Good evening, everyone. More new developments tonight in the disappearance of Malaysia Airlines Flight 370. And just like everyone we brought you in the last 10 days since it vanished, these both deepen the mystery, but also lend credence to theories that once seemed utterly out of this world. The best evidence available now suggests the Boeing 777 flew into one of these two areas and was still being tracked by a satellite more than 7 hours after takeoff. Now, that's hours after the first officer's seemingly routine sign-off to Malaysian air traffic control, essentially just saying goodnight. Hours after the plane's radar transponder signal vanished, hours after the electronic data reporting system, ACARS, stopped sending data, hours after it possibly soared to high altitude, then plunged 20,000 feet, and then climbed again. And we learned today that in all those hours, authorities say there is no evidence, none at all, of anyone trying to make any cell phone calls or send any texts or make transmissions at all from the airliner. Question is, why not? Is it simply the plane was too high? We also learned that other countries are planning for the possibility this plane landed somewhere and is being somehow prepared to be used as a weapon. Israeli air traffic control went on higher alert today as a precaution, which of course redoubles the scrutiny on who, if anyone, took control of the airliner. Was the crew somehow up to no good? They've reportedly seen here in a widely circulated YouTube video the captain and first officer going through security at the airport in Kuala Lumpur. New attention as well on who, if anyone, had access to the plane's below-deck electronics bay. That's what it actually looks like. The panoramic view is from Hawkeye Media, showing row after row of navigation and a communication equipment, including the ACAR system, which either failed or was disabled. And if it was the latter, disabled by someone who knew which plug to pull, which system to take offline, which circuit breaker to turn off. First, though, because there are so many theories out there, so many conflicting reports from authorities in Malaysia and elsewhere, we try to want to start with what we actually know. As always, we've got experts in every aspect of this. David Gallo, who co-led the search for Air France Flight 447, and he's with the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution. Also, Fran Townsend is here, former Homeland Security Advisor, currently a member of the DHS and CIA External Advisory Panels, and 777 Captain Les Aubend joining us as well. Les, let me bring it to you. You've been flying for nearly 30 years. As you look at this, given what we know, the transponder was off, as we said. That went off at 2 minutes after the last communication at 119, 121, the transponder goes off. We know the 137 a.m. ACAR system that was supposed to send a message did not send a message. So that ACAR system, last one, was from 107. You talk about this compartment below the cockpit, and we're looking at it right now, where the ACAR system is located, and we've got this tour of it here. Can you talk to us about what you think is most likely to have happened here, given the complexity of this whole system?
Well, it's a good point. It is a complex system, and as pilots trained on this airplane, we don't know. We know what the system does for us, but to know every detail down there, I'm considered an expert. I don't know every detail. I don't know every box. I would really have to study some more engineering and schematics to really know what everything does down there.
As a pilot, would you be able to turn off the ACAR system?
I'd have to climb down there and figure out which one of those boxes would do it.
So it's not something in routine training that,
absolutely,
that you would learn?
Absolutely not. But as far as your question is concerned, I've always asserted that there was some type of mechanical issue that started, as we talked prior to our showtime, that might have progressively gotten worse and worse, where the pilots were trying to go to a checklist and determine what their problem was by troubleshooting it.